are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Thursday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by Lee Real Estate. And first up this morning inside the KGFX studios, we're going to talk to some folks from the South Dakota Historical Society. Kevin and Dave, good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here today. And boy, we are getting close to remodel time there, aren't we?
Yeah, it's coming up here this spring.
And tell us a little bit about what's going to be happening with that for folks who aren't familiar.
Well, we've started to depopulate our galleries, as you probably noticed on Facebook. We're starting to thin things out and pack them up and be safe with those. And we're thinking about taking history on the road and waiting for the professionals, the architects, engineers, to come back with certain reports. And we should have a more defined timeline fairly soon.
Very nice. And when it, of course, there is a difference between the Historical Society and the Cultural Heritage Center, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. The Cultural Heritage Center came along in 1989, but the society itself predates it by quite a bit. It started in 1862 and was around for 27 years during the territorial period before the state came along, and we've been with the state every step of the way since.
That is a great, great heritage. So, Kevin, what are some things we should know during this remodel? What's going to be available? What's not going to be available?
Yeah, it's pretty fascinating. So we're gearing up for a kind of a groundbreaking ceremony in late May. And then from there on, we're going to have some of the exhibits at several different locations across the entire state. So we're going to find some of those local museums and local community partners to showcase some of the exhibits. Some of the exhibits will be on display at the Northridge Plaza here in Pierre as well. And it's just going to be fascinating, and it's preparing for the future. This multi-million dollar project is just thanks so much to the lawmakers here in town that have tirelessly dedicated their time to approve that money. And then moving forward, we're just going to be super excited about the different locations across the entire state, taking history on the road, and just getting that new generation to love history. And I grew up, you know, I'm not saying that I'm younger than you, but I grew up just loving history and a lot of folks. And we're just preparing for that next history-loving generation here in South Dakota to prepare and preserve our history. This is South Dakota's history on display at the Cultural Heritage Center, and I encourage folks to stop on out there and see everything you can before we take it off of display here for the remodel project. So got a couple more months. If you have never been up there, or if it's been several years, it's time to come up there now. Come up there as soon as you can and spend some hours. I know Dave, you still need to come up there. I'm hounding you, but it's
because I love learning about history, and you know, being able to take it on the road here, that is a great opportunity, a great idea. With not being able to during the remodel come and visit, this is a great way to get that out there.
It's gonna be so awesome, and David has been working tirelessly at doing it. So.
And, you know, you're always looking for folks who are also history lovers becoming members of the society. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, definitely. So as part of your membership, which is actually cheaper than membership anywhere else in the entire state, you can be a part of preserving history for future generations. And you get some award-winning publications, including 4 copies of South Dakota History mailed directly to you. So if you have any questions about membership, you can go online, history.sd.gov, or you can call me anytime, 605-773-6000. 773-6000. Operators are standing by.
Awesome. Sounds great. So become a member, and I knew I need that kick in the butt. I need to get up there. I've been wanting to, and my parents are going to come out this fall, so I need to get a little preview.
Yeah.
Before we can show them some things.
Definitely. Well, if they're coming the fall, you might see a little bit less,
right?
But you'll be able to see some on display up at Northridge Plaza. But regardless, I think as somebody who has moved to South Dakota here in the last few years, you're going to learn so much and so much interesting facts about you know, for example, Bob Barker grew up in South Dakota. You know, those type of interesting, fascinating facts, and all the way back to the Verendre plate that was found over on, you know, Fort Pierce Hill. So just tons and tons and tons of things that you can spend hours on learning, and it's all about learning and growing and becoming a part of history. So yes, we want everybody to be a part of it.
Most definitely. Anything else, Dave, before we wrap up today?
No, we thank you for coming out to the South Dakota State Historical Society, and come see the Cultural Heritage Center before the remodel. And we'll be back in time we intend to be back in the building by 2025 and ready for the nation's big birthday coming in 2026, 250 years.
Wow, fantastic. All kinds of good stuff. So go see it in person, become a member of the society, and, you know, keep the history alive for everyone else in the future.
Thank you.
Thank you for stopping by. There's Kevin and Dave, the director of the South Dakota Historical Society, joining us this morning on People in Your Neighborhood. We will chat with Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen right after this. 7:35 here on People in Your Neighborhood on KGFX. Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining me this morning. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. How are you?
I am well. Another week is come and gone.
It has. Where does that time go?
Yeah, here we are, smack dab in the middle of the month, and yeah, next thing you know,
it's really kind of I didn't even have to scrape frost this morning.
Wasn't that nice?
Yeah, that was kind of amazing.
Yeah, I was a little surprised this morning. I was kind of expecting that. I went, thank you, Mother Nature.
I've gotten into the habit of allowing myself time to do that.
That is a good plan.
Yeah.
So what's the latest going on with Fort Pierce?
Well, speaking of cold weather and snow and things like that, there is obviously a lot of leftover snow that's going to sit there for a while. Mm-hmm. But one thing that's really important for residents to do is to clear the area around the fire hydrants.
Yes.
And make sure they're visible. And if you can clear 3 feet around it so that they're accessible, that will really save the fire department a lot of time if there is a fire in the area. So for your own protection, for your neighbor's protection, you know, make sure those fire hydrants are visible and accessible.
Yeah, very important to do.
And the other thing we noticed in our neighborhood is that the storm drains are blocked. And so as we have these nice days and there's thawing and a little water, it doesn't have anywhere to go. So it's a really good idea if you can uncover the storm drain so that it can do its job, and then we can get rid of this moisture as it melts.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you notice and you are unable to, let somebody know so you can get that cleared out. And, yeah, it's going to make things safer for everybody.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And then we did find another location for the recycling bins. And it is, it's been on Buffalo Street for a couple of years, and mm-hmm. that's been a great location. Well, now when you drive down Stellbarn Road, it's still on Buffalo Street, but it is now east of Stellbarn Road, not west. And so there's a large storage unit on that corner, so you can kind of watch for that. The guys have been working hard to improve the surface so that it has a nice firm surface for us to drive on.
Nice.
And for the trucks to drive on when they relocate the recycling bins. One thing we'd like to mention is that they get a lot of use, and sometimes they're full. Please don't just put your stuff on the ground and drive away. That is littering.
Right.
And the bins are emptied every Tuesday. So if you want to get into the habit of coming on Wednesday, you're going to know that they are going to be empty and ready for use. But if you come and they're full, please don't just put your stuff on the ground. I'd hate to have somebody get fined for littering. Come back. Come back after they've been emptied on Tuesday.
Right. Just be a little patient, wait until they're emptied, and then you can, like you said, come back and get your stuff in there.
I generally have stuff in my car at all times, waiting for an opportunity or for, you know, when I drive by or whatever that I think about it. But, you know, the recycling is a great service to offer, and we don't want to lose that. But,
no.
You know, please don't put garbage in there. Please don't abuse the privilege, because we really want to keep offering that service to our residents.
Definitely. And when will the move take place for the bins?
Well, I know I drove by yesterday, and one of them has already been moved.
Okay.
And there are two. There's the big cardboard container, and then there's the one for paper and plastic and tin cans. I can never remember what all is in there. One of them has been moved, so just... And the other one might still be over west on Buffalo Street. So
okay. So
anyway,
so for
we
a little
are
bit,
definitely
maybe
in
a couple
process.
Locations. Excellent. Yeah. But I'm glad you were able to find a new location.
Oh, me too.
That
yes.
Is, you know, going to be conducive.
we wanted to do that, and we didn't want to have to move it more than once.
Right.
So this road. This is on city property, and this is on the road that goes to the generating station. If everyone knows where that is. It's kind of an innocuous looking little building, and you don't even, it doesn't look as important as it is.
Gotcha. So just keep an eye open for the new spot and get familiar with that, and then you can take your recycling there.
That's right. And the other thing I just want to mention quickly, and I'll talk about it at more length maybe next week, we have had some recent complaints about the smoldering manure pile.
Right.
Which is not in city limits, but city residents are, you know, smell the effects of it. The answer to it is there really is no good answer. Brian and Dennis Hansen, who run the Fort Pierre Livestock, were doing exactly what they were supposed to do. They were hauling the manure and putting it in piles, and then spreading it at some point. It combusted spontaneously. They did not start the fire. They were, as I say, they were doing exactly what they were supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been smoldering for, I think, 6 months now. And if they went in there with equipment, it would be very dangerous for the equipment and the operator, because once you introduce oxygen to that, you're going to flame instead of smolder. And so... we are working with DANR, where we have made a lot of calls to other organizations and communities that may have had a similar issue. There's really not a good answer. We're not giving up. We're going to continue to look. Dennis and Brian have said, we'll do whatever you tell us we should do, because we don't like it either.
Right. So, you know, maybe there's an answer down the line, and we'll...
We hope so. If anyone has any good ideas, give me a call.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you as always for stopping in, Mayor.
Thank you, Dave.
We'll talk to you next
week.
Okay. All right. There's Fort Pierre Mayor Gloria Hansen joining us this morning for People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by Lee Real Estate.